You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week also saw a study released around air pollution in Aotearoa, which found that Auckland faced significant air pollution risks. Traffic is one of the leading causes, with congestion and big vehicles as primary factors. Over 700 people in Auckland die annually from air pollution from traffic, more than any other part of the country. As the fuel crisis gets worse, many people are seeing it as an opportunity to improve our country by becoming less reliant on petrol and cutting out unnecessary large vehicles from our big cities. To discuss air pollution and the potential opportunities within the fuel crisis, I spoke to the University of Auckland's Professor Alistair Woodward. For people who aren't familiar with the concept, what is air pollution and what causes it?
Well, air pollution refers to what we breathe in. And the fact that sometimes it includes what we breathe in, includes dust and gases that can cause harm to our health. We call that air pollution. New Zealand on the whole has pretty good air, but one area that we do very badly in is traffic pollution. That's pollutants that come from motor vehicles. And it particularly includes a very irritating gas called nitrogen dioxide, which is generated when you burn fossil fuels, and fine particles, very small particles that get right down into the bottom of the lungs. So those are both known to be hazardous, and we've estimated that they probably cause roughly 400 premature deaths a year in Auckland. 400 to 700 in that range.
Are there any vehicles that would cause traffic pollution more than other kinds?
Yes, certainly. I mean, it's related to how much fuel cars burn. So obviously, bigger, heavier cars consume more petrol to go the same distance or diesel. And it's actually diesel that's particularly harmful because that's particularly likely to produce nitrogen dioxide. So the most toxic vehicles from that point of view are large diesel vehicles.
And is that why we're seeing such a hotspot in Auckland, as well as all of the traffic, obviously, that comes in through all of our urban centres?
Yes, for sure. I mean, large diesel-powered buses are a problem, and you know, Auckland Transport realises that, and it's one reason why our local network is shifting quite rapidly to electric buses, which is a great thing. But the other contributor is our diesel-powered utes, and most double-cab utes are powered using diesel for various reasons. But if they're driven in the city, then, you know, they obviously add to the problem because they spew out more harmful pollutants than small petrol-driven cars.
And right now, I mean, it looks like a bit of a time of opportunity, right? Last week saw public transport usage at a seven-year high. We've seen fuel prices go up, which, while affecting people's cost of living, has also pushed people maybe out of their cars into the public transport networks. Are there lessons we could be taking from right now and policy changes we could be making to maybe keep these forward steps lasting into the future?
Oh, indeed. I think as well as being a time of great difficulty, this is a time of opportunity. And we just need to realise that New Zealand's transport system, which at present is very car-dependent and depends on the use of internal combustion engine vehicles, is a strategic liability. So there are other reasons we want to cut back on climate emissions. We want a safer, quieter city. There are lots of reasons why we might want to reduce the amount of private vehicle, motor vehicle traffic, but the shortage of fossil fuels is just a powerful reminder of how a resilient transport network is one that doesn't depend so much on petrol and diesel.
And if we're thinking about policy changes in the past now, we saw the clean car discount put in place by the previous Labor government and then scrapped pretty early into this current government's term. Is that the sort of policy that we'd like to see? And how effective are policies like that in reducing air pollution?
Well, yes, I think that's a good point, because the clean car discount that the previous government introduced did provide financial incentives for people to buy low emission vehicles, and it was accompanied by a steep rise in the number of electric vehicles that people were buying. When the current government abandoned the clean car discount, the sales of electric vehicles reduced immediately. So we know that this does make a difference to people's decisions. And certainly if we want to reduce air pollution, we want to control climate gases, and we want to reduce our dependence on imported fossil fuels, then, you know, for three very good reasons, we should try and encourage people to move away from polluting motor vehicles to other transport options, including EVs.
Yeah, and are there any other policy changes you'd like to see?
Yes, I think we could put fire sales taxes on heavier vehicles. We could link vehicle registration charges to tailpipe emissions. We should restrict the entry of large vehicles to city centres and other high pedestrian zones. We should resist the pressure that we're already seeing to supersize parking spaces, because, of course, the big double cab utes either don't fit or they fit only just into standard parking spaces, and the council's under pressure to, you know, enlarge parking spaces. So those are all, you know, practical suggestions that changes that could be made quite quickly.
That was the University of Auckland's Professor Alistair Woodward speaking to me about air pollution and potential opportunities within the fuel crisis.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.